Hi, my name is Reverend Grace Bukachi and you're watching Seatam Church Online. Today we want to discuss the benefits of eating healthy and joined on set by Tony. My question to you today is with regards to preparing for a healthy meal, where do we start from? I come with my green greens from the market. In Kenya we have a green we call, I don't know what terere is called, I think I remember the name from afar, but it'll come as we talk. Amaranth. Mm-hmm. Then we have kale, we have spinach. Mm-hmm. How I prepare it. Mm-hmm. And I want to be healthy, so I may want a lot of maize and beans together in my meal. Mm-hmm. Perhaps a little meat, and I know your stand on red meat. Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of eating healthy?
Okay. Benefits of eating healthy, or rather living healthy, because mm-hmm. eating comes in.
Okay.
The holistic approach of life. Mm-hmm. Wholesomely, we need to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
And food is part of that. We cannot ignore that.
Mm.
Why do we need to live a healthy lifestyle on eating healthy? Mm. It's because diseases are anchored on various causes.
Mm.
One is toxicity. Mm. Where does it come from? From the food, from the drinks, from the air, from the medicines, some of the chemicals that we consume,
okay,
from the electromagnetic radiation. All of us are exposed to electronic gadgets these days, and
oh,
we
yes.
cannot turn a blind eye to that,
yes.
that we are being affected.
Oh my.
Pollution and so on.
Yes.
So those toxins, we need to find a way of removing them from our body system from time to time.
Yes.
Because they accumulate to a level where they cause diseases.
Mm-hmm.
They cause cells to be diseased. In fact, the word disease comes from meaning not at ease.
Yes.
So the moment cells are not at ease, then they are diseased, and that's a disease. Another cause is nutritional deficiencies. We are not eating right. If you are, the body is built on various components.
Yes.
You need calcium, you need iron, you need selenium, you need vitamins, minerals, and so on.
Wow.
So if you don't balance your eating,
yes.
then you might end up just feeding your body with one element or a few elements. And now the deficiency starts to cause problems, because now the body starts to lack important minerals that affect functions of the body.
Mm.
Also, infections cause diseases.
Wow.
That's why all of us are exposed.
Yes.
Why do we sometimes walk around with our masks?
Yes.
It's because we want to keep infections away.
Mm.
And so on. Bacteria, all microorganisms, viruses, and name them. We are all at risk.
Okay.
Then even traumatic injuries
yes.
can cause diseases. Some people, sometimes you can be attacked.
Yes.
Either by animals or by thugs.
Oh my.
Or involved in an accident.
Yes.
And diseases can come. And not forgetting genetic aspects.
Wow.
Yes. So to avoid that,
yes.
you need to adopt a very healthy lifestyle. And as we have said, eating is paramount.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to eating, it's not just about food. Food may be okay.
Mm.
And as much as advocates of good health, we advocate that you eat natural foods, you eat mainly your diet should be non-processed,
okay.
mainly. And that's where the medicine is.
Yes.
But sometimes we have food that is full of chemicals
yes.
as preservatives
yes.
and additives.
Yeah.
And now when it comes to preparation of the food,
yes.
that is also another thing. If you undercook your food, that's wrong. If you overcook it, it's also wrong. And these days, people are using microwaves.
Yes, I know.
Microwaves basically destroy
everything.
The active ingredients in the food that you are eating.
Oh.
So when you are using a microwave,
yes.
basically you want to be effective on time.
Yes.
You want to avoid wasting time.
Mm.
But what you are doing is, first of all, you are exposing yourself to electromagnetic radiation, which is risk number one.
Oh.
Secondly, the ingredients in that food
yes.
exist in certain chemical formula.
Yes.
Yes. We call it molecular structure.
Yes.
So you have already interfered with it by subjecting your food to intense heat in a very short time.
Whoa.
So you destroy the active ingredients.
So basically what you're eating then has no nutritional value.
No nutritional value. You have compromised it. And then the fats that were there, which are also perhaps important to your body, you have turned them into what we call as trans fat. So as you eat the same food, you are making the body to manufacture what we call as low-density lipoproteins, or in short, bad cholesterol.
Oh my.
You are inviting high blood pressure.
So you would advocate for us, if you need to heat food, put it on heat in a pot.
And let it heat gradually at the normal rate. The problem is we want it to heat faster.
So you would not,
you don't rush the process.
You know where I want to go with this one also. Sometimes we're in such a busy life in the cities.
Yes, yes.
And so you want to quickly pass by a fast food.
Yes.
And buy that quick hamburger and chips. And there
Why?
Are no greens.
Because your body is not a priority. What you are doing is a priority.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, if your body is a priority, you will take time and prepare food the right way. Or you'll have the food, eat the food that has been prepared right, because you are prioritizing yourself. But in most cases, we want fast.
Oh,
it's because you don't want to be late for a conference.
Yes.
You don't want to be late to deliver a report. Or you want to work on the report. You want to do this. So you find like food will waste your time.
So you healthy living means...
You have to be intentional.
Okay. So I intentionally prepare my carrot sticks, my greens, and I pack them, and I carry a packed lunch.
Yes.
If I'm having my family with me, I prepare a meal.
Yes.
So we don't just pass by and quickly.
Avoid that. we are always in a hurry. That's why we don't have, that's why when we are even sick, you rely so heavily on the doctor. It's the doctor who knows more about yourself. You don't just say, the doctor told me. So people need to do research about what it is that the body needs. Feed the cells. Don't just feed the test.
You know, I'm reminded of the fact that the Bible tells us that God created the greens, the day and night, then the animals, the plants. He separated the waters and the plants. And those were food for Adam and Eve.
You are right.
It was only until they sinned. There was no meat even issue right there. Oh my, I guess we need to bring this to a close.
That's where the medicine lies.
In the greens and the fruits and the seeds. And I've heard you talking about preparing.
Preparation, storage.
Storage.
And eating the right way, eating at the right time. Sometimes we eat as we are going, which is wrong. Eat the right time.
I'm guilty. Yes. I will carry my sandwich or my sticks and I'm...
So you eat as you're going.
Yes.
So where is the priority? The mind is elsewhere. It's not even on your body.
And am I supposed to chew like you guys say at tea?
Slowly. Enjoy the food and concentrate on the food. Eliminate all distractors. We eat to take care of your body in terms of diet the same way you attend a class
and you sit.
A lecture. You cannot be... listening to your teacher at the same time you're dancing to the music or listening to or reading a newspaper.
Yes.
Concentration is key, and that is how the body, that's how the mind also incorporates the health benefits or adopts the health benefits from the food you're eating. And then also drinking water. Some people hardly drink water.
Whoa. Yep, that's a big one.
So you don't have to wait until you are thirsty for you to drink water.
That's a big one. Allow us to end there. Thank you for joining us here on Sitam Church Online. And eat well, okay? Be intentional.
Intentionality.
That's the word I have heard. Eat well intentionally. God bless you. We see you next time on Sitam Church Online.